Finch.
Hey, Dave Weiner here. I'm doing a little test here with the new droid, which is what I'm calling you on right now. And I realized before, the reason why I didn't see the podcast from Finch is because this has got a different phone number. It's a great phone. It's a great device, a great computer. But let's go back to the great phone. I had a long talk with a friend of mine this morning on the droid, and it was remarkable. It was the best phone conversation that I've had in, in a very long time. Not just the iPhone. AT&T has got to be, and this was what they used to call it, Singular, has to be the worst phone company in the world. I mean, they would constantly drop calls. I would hear sometimes every other word, sometimes would lose one in every three words. So for me, phone conversations was a lot of interruptions and saying, you know, what did you say? Or just interpolation or giving up and just saying, you know, I'll just let them talk for a while. Not figuring that probably I would come through any more clearly, but I called a friend of mine who's also on Verizon, and the connection was amazing. I mean, it was like phone conversations used to be before we all went cellular. So let's give Verizon a big thumbs up over AT&T. I hope I never have to use AT&T again for a voice conversation. The droid is fast. It's got a clean user interface. It's got more options than the iPhone does, which I like because, you know, I like customizing things and getting everything just right. It's intuitive. It's very nice. The web browsing experience is great. The camera, there's the thing. I love the camera on the iPhone, and I use it all the time. And even though it doesn't take great pictures, the fact that it's a communicating camera made it great. I'm not sure that this camera is as nice to use as the iPhone camera is, but I'll let you know. It works. I was able to upload a picture to both Gmail and to Facebook. Already got a couple comments. One from James Taylor at Rackspace, and from John Perry Barlow, was giving me a little shit about the Yankees because John knows that I hate the Yankees. I'll probably do a podcast on why the Yankees, why I'm sad that the Yankees, sad for the Yankees that they lost. What an opportunity to, you know, grow and join the rest of the human race. Social media being fully booted up would have been a great opportunity for the Yankees to learn that they were part of the, not so much the Yankees players, because I think they probably know this, but the Yankees fans need to learn that they're just like every other asshole in the world. And, you know, winning for them is like, give me a break. We know that you guys lose more often than you win. I mean, that's for sure. But, you know, somehow it's like, you know, really boring when the Yankees win. Anyway, so that was my little editorial. I didn't quite get to finish the full, whatever, philosophy of the idea. But I'm not sad that the Yankees won, because the only reason I'm sad for them, because they missed the opportunity to get the benefit of losing. I'm very happy for the Phillies because they're experiencing very deep philosophy right now, and no doubt they will be much richer. They will lead much richer and more philosophical lives as a result of their experience in the World Series. So the droid is a fine product. Somebody here, a guy on Twitter, says ATX Mobile Muse, whatever the hell that is, says, how long do we give Dave Weiner before he runs back to his iPhone? This Mac guy is, man. I use Macs I use iPhones. You know, I have no idea whether I'm running back to the iPhone or not. Right now, if you ask me to guess, is that the iPhone is going to become the new BlackBerry for me, which is the phone that I keep activated and keep running just in case, and all the while knowing that in a few months I'm just going to turn it off. Or I might give it to my mother. It might be a very good machine to sort of like reformat so that she can learn about text messaging and have a nice little camera that she can carry with her. And it might make perfect sense. The iPhone to me is a lost cause because of the app. I mean, I could forgive almost everything with the iPhone. You know, the shitty AT&T service, and I think that would be the biggest crime up until the point where they went so, where they basically, everything about the iPhone is like you're in jail. My first hope for the iPhone was going to be that it was going to be a Mac and a portable form factor, which I thought would have been a great product, but they've gone the other way, and they lost me with the app strategy. You know, I don't believe in what they're doing, and I cannot overlook that. Sorry, I mean, you know, life's too short, and well, it's a nice product and everything. Now, is Google any better? Fuck no. I mean, Google is a fucked up company, and they're a bunch of, you know, they're just going to screw with us just like every other tech company does. So, well, but I might as well give them my money instead of Apple for a while just because they made a nice product, and it is a nice product. So you hate the company, love the product, and, you know, hold your nose, and Verizon is great. And maybe someday they'll come out with Fios in Berkeley, or maybe I'll have to move where the Fios is. Got it? I mean, Fios, got to love it. It's great. Anyway, that's my mini editorial review, first impression of the Droid. And, hey, you know, we'll see you on Monday. Let's see if this thing is still running. Yes, it is. See you on Monday with another episode of Rebooting the News with Jay Rosen and myself. And we're going to start working right now on getting a great guest for this one. I have somebody in mind. And anyway, that's it for right now. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.